tired. And your mind, knowing this, then sends the signals that would make you feel the way I'm already going to, the way you predict I will want to enforce thought and desire. So you work ahead of me. Using the structures I have formed, you work to create desire and awareness, a feeling of wanting to sink just more warmly, more desirously, more happily, more entranced, following each of my words and their meter and rhyme, their weaving, desire, the internal logic I set loose on and with and for and alongside you. Visualize it that way. Every time something happens to you, it also happens to me. And whether it's the part of you that would want to share the sensation back at me, or the part of you that has faith in my progressive, positive movement of your mind, you will nonetheless find that it's very beneficial to think in terms of inflicting back on me every beneficial thing falling upon you, because I go to the place first, blazing the trail ahead of you, and then I welcome you into it. Already my words wait in your mind to welcome you to deeper, more relaxing places. And that is why I speak of relaxation. There is a part of your mind which acknowledges the physical. When your mind gets tensed, it's more difficult to focus and think. When your mind relaxes, there's a rush of euphoria that elevates thought, a pleasure through every nerve ending, the tips of your toes, the tips of your fingers, the top of your head, a warmth that networks and moves and sparks, and your body feels pleasure from relaxation. We know which of these two states is more desirous for you, which of these two states is more to be lauded and improved and worked toward. True relaxation. So I spoke of physicality. I will tell you now that there's a spot just behind your ear, a little spot where the skin is tender, and if you massage there, it would feel quite good, right where the jaw meets the space under your ear, a place where the nerve endings can be relaxed a little if you just take two fingers of one hand and tap your fingers there, lightly tapping behind one of your ears, while thinking my words, while visualizing my whispers passing into your brain, teasing and remaining there, flitting across your bound brain and helping you feel out the way your mind functions. When you get tense, it's okay to take your fingers and just tap behind your ear, feeling how the pressure in the veins there relax, blood flow to your brain increasing, your mind feeling a little more liberated, like during a hot shower, or like when you're just a little bit tired, just a little bit elevated or out of it. When your mind is more open to new ideas, when it discards nothing, finding